the longevity escape velocity. So, you know, the idea that, you know, average age goes on 1 year for every year. What is your thinking on the longevity escape velocity? Do you think we will reach it, or have we reached it already?
Yeah, well, we are getting closer and closer every day. So we already now, we already know for now that every 10 years, lifespan increases with about 2.5 years. Or put differently, every 4 days or so, you have 1 day extra of lifespan. And that's at least the trend we have seen in the last decades. It's a question, will it still continue? Because last decades, we had a lot of improvements in hygiene and medicine and vaccines and so on that contributed to that longer lifespan. And some scientists, of course, say there is a plateau. And there, of course, there is very likely there is a plateau, a biological plateau of about 120 years for our species. And no matter how healthy you eat or live, you won't be able to go through that plateau because it's genetically, let's say, programmed that's the maximum lifespan. But I think with the new technologies, biotechnologies we currently see in development, that's possible to break through that plateau, to break through that ceiling and really further extend lifespan to perhaps 150 years, 200 years, mainly not by slowing down aging, but by actually reversing aging, so making old organisms younger again. And we have seen in recent studies that it's possible to achieve that. We have seen studies where you have old mice with a gray fur and bald spots and cognitive decline and reduced organ regeneration. And these mice are epigenetically reprogrammed, or their senescent cells are cleared, and they look young again, or at least younger again. So the gray fur is shiny black again, bald spots have disappeared, their osteoporotic backs have improved, their cognition is improved, their organs regenerate better, etc. So that's more the goal of biogerontology and the science behind aging. It's not just to slow down, but actually reverse aging. And that way you could really theoretically punch through that ceiling, that biological ceiling of 120 years, and reach much, much higher lifespans. And some scientists or philosophers speculate that we will go to a future where people become ageless. So they will perhaps be 150 years old and they look like 40 years old or 30 years old, or at least people looking who are 90 years old and still look 40. So that's why I think we will push through that plateau of 120 years and become, I think that's a likely scenario where we will perhaps go to an ageless society where people don't look their age anymore. And some people will like that. I think a lot of people want to look young and healthy as long as possible. Some people won't like that, but I think we will go there to that kind of future anyhow. If you look at the biological developments, I think it's very likely billions of dollars are being invested in treatments to reverse aging. And actually, another reason why we will get there is because the best way to treat aging-related diseases is by slowing down and reversing aging. So I think if you want to properly treat heart disease or Alzheimer's disease, the best treatments will be the ones that do that, but simultaneously also reverse or substantially slow down your aging process. So I think that's a possible future we are going to. Some scientists even believe that the first human who will become 500 years old is already born, or some investors believe that. Remains to be seen, but I do believe we will go to a future where people will live to a much higher age in much better health than was ever possible in the history of mankind.
Looking at the Longevity XPRIZE, so you're also on the board of the advisory group of the Longevity XPRIZE. So what can you share about where that's going at the moment?
Yeah, the Longevity XPRIZE would be a prize for the first team that can impact the aging process in a very significant way. It will be $1 million prize. I can't say yet too much about it, but it's something that's in the works. And the X prizes have been very important to really move forward specific causes. A famous example is the current space race we see. So it was all started with an X prize many years ago for the first team that could launch a rocket into space and make it land back on Earth. And that induced, let's say, a lot of companies to really tackle this problem. And we see we have seen great outcomes of that. So now we see companies like SpaceX and so on that really have these reusable rockets and they can launch cargo into space manifold cheaper than NASA is able to do and so on. So the X prizes have been paramount in solving big human challenges and problems, and this will we will also see an X prize for longevity. So that's and I think it's important we have this to really first create awareness that the best way to keep people healthy is not by trying to treat individual aging-related diseases, like trying to find a cure for heart disease or to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Because even if you would cure heart disease, people will still die a few years later of another aging-related disease. They will die of cancer or Alzheimer. Or if you cure Alzheimer's disease, people will die a year later of heart disease. So therefore, it's so important to really target aging itself, because that causes all those diseases. And I think an X Prize can be paramount to create that awareness, also among scientists and medical doctors, especially, because a lot of scientists and medical doctors are not trained in aging. They consider aging as a natural process, while all these diseases that medical doctors try to treat, like heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer, they call it diseases, something unnatural. But actually, aging and those diseases are two sides of the same coin. And I think doctors should be more trained in how aging happens, why it happens, not just DNA damage, it's much more complicated, so that they can realize that the best way to treat those diseases and prevent those diseases is by treating aging itself. So X Prize want to bring that awareness to the world and really incentivize researchers and scientists to look into aging and not just in trying to treat a tiny aspect of an aging-related disease as currently happens in most medical and pharmaceutical and biotech research.